my fault.
You started too early?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's happening? Please.
I always start.
Stop the monkeys.
Early. I finish too early. I start too early.
It's common knowledge, the guy's retarded.
Well, what can I say? It's my fault. Wish I could blame you, Rob.
Thanks, Tony. Ahead.
No, I can't.
No, I should have stopped you from hitting the button.
Want from Inglés?
Buzz.
Yes.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
You know, we should put that on the web. You know that thing?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I just imagine. I don't want to promote this.
Right.
Like, hey, want to see what I think about my wife dying? It'll be on Channel 9 News on Thursday.
All right.
And Friday.
I wondered when that would be.
Well, conveniently, that's the first day of sweeps. Mm-hmm. So they decided. So anyway, if you care, on Channel 9 here in D.C. Mm-hmm. Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz had a fight with Marcia over the weekend.
We bickered.
Okay. Bicker, fight. I realize.
Is that your first big bickering?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was the first time it ever culminated that way.
You two kids have moved past it, but it was a monumental weekend because you said, in essence, you know, as long as you're talking nonsense, I'm going to leave.
Let's say that. Yes.
And then you got in your car and left.
Right.
So, thinking about you,
mm-hmm.
wondering if everything was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read this article about Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
I've always admired them.
I have always admired them. Mm-hmm. I think they've got one of the better relationships, right?
I don't know if you read her book. We had transcripts of it that I think we read. I never read the whole thing. But, my God, for any guy that's married or who's thinking about getting married or has been married, listen to the sweet deal that Kurt Russell has with Goldie Hawn.
All right.
This is an article with Kurt Russell, so these are direct quotations from him.
Right.
Marriage is not a big issue in my household. What I like about Goldie is that she's committed, not only to examining things, but does so understanding she may come to a conclusion which may not be peaceful for her, but it's reality.
She's a realist.
What? What? You know, Jackie, the joke man.
What?
I just was curious how you were reading this is a quote from Kurt Russell.
Yes.
Is there anything in there from his late brother?
Leon?
Nipsey? I'm sorry.
You know, Jackie,
I'm sorry. Sometimes he puts something in front of me and I can't go on. And I try not to laugh. I really do. I try not to laugh. That hit my funny bone.
Here's one thing, Mr. Marling.
Yes.
Just one time.
Yes.
Let me get to the crux of this.
Okay.
Most times, you know, you're zany one.
Now, hold on a second. That's my fault because he can do that and I will wait. And I didn't mean to laugh. I know you've done that. He'll do that to you sometimes and you occasionally laugh. This got me and I shouldn't. It was just something about it. You know me and Nipsey Russell.
Just you know what he should be doing right now, exactly what he's doing, the maintenance work that he's doing.
That's right. Should, cleaning and maintenance.
Cleaning and maintenance.
90% of the stuff he does, you know, I don't laugh like that.
BS.
94.
Really? 94. BS. But that particular, you know, every now and then he'll get me.
Okay.
So Kurt is saying something about marriage.
Thank you, Mike. What I like about and Buzz is where he's going to pertain to you. And Mike?
Yes.
I think you're going to agree with what he has to say too, and I'm going to bet that as much as you love Carla,
mm-hmm.
and as much as I loved Frida, and as much as you love Marcia,
right?
And let's leave you and Carrie out of this.
But
you're going to wish that you could trade yours in, or at least have like a Stepford Wives thing where she would buy in to Kurt Russell's theory of cohabitation, not marriage.
Fascinating.
What I like about Goldie, she's committed to not only examining things, but does so understanding she may come to a conclusion which may not be peaceful to her, but it's a reality. She forces me to do the same, which is what I love about her. What it all boils down to is genetics, DNA. Mm-hmm. And what's really great about the next 25 years is that we're actually going to understand scientifically why men and women are the way they are.
Good.
Look, I've told Goldie this, and she understands. Men have to suffer tremendous rejection based on a woman's ability to smell their DNA from 50 feet away in a crowded room.
I'm not sure I understand.
Bear with me on this.
I got to go all the way with
you. Just bear with me, please.
Confused.
You can't do that as a man. You can't smell their DNA from 50 feet away. So you go over and make a fool of yourself to someone who's never going to be interested in you because her nose has already told her that you are not going to make offspring with her, so don't bother.
Oh, okay, so it's like animals.
Like pheromones.
Men are hardwired to spread their seed as far and wide as we can to perpetuate our species. What has mankind done with this in terms of creating a society? It's created a society where you're supposed to be with one woman. Explain that to me scientifically. It's not true. Here's the thing that wasn't talked about in Goldie and I Find. Are there instances where people may just be hooked into one person? Yeah, I got news for you. There are. I'm living in one of those relationships.
Mm-hmm. Long time.
Doesn't mean I'm immune. Doesn't mean she's immune. It's not without its potential for failure. But when I hear, oh, they have an open marriage, they've gotten the wrong message. The truth is, I'm hardwired to spread my seed, and Goldie knows it. Now, hold on just a moment.
Yeah, but...
Now, yeah, here's the thing.
But he doesn't follow up.
He contradicts himself.
But he's saying he doesn't do it.
No.
Or is he saying he does do it?
No, he's saying in theory he's in a great relationship where he wouldn't have to. But hold on, this is the part.
Yeah, okay, that is what he's saying.
This is where the doublespeak comes in. He says, here's the thing that it's created a society where men are supposed to be with one woman. Explain that to me scientifically. It's not true. But Goldie and I find there are instances, rare instances, where people may just be hooked into one person. I got news for you. I'm living one of those relationships. Now, if you stopped it right there, you'd say, okay.
Yeah, it's a good quote. He's hooked into her. She's hooked into him. They've had that for a long time.
But it doesn't mean I'm immune.
Right.
Doesn't mean she's immune.
Right.
Doesn't mean without its potential for failure.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that's probably why they're... How long have they been together?
25.
25 years.
25 years.
Sir, you go out...
But hold on. You go to a woman that you want to, you know, marry or date.
Or hang out with.
And you say to her, hey, listen, I'm going to be true to you, but you have to know something. I was born to spread my seed. And if I come to a conclusion which may not be peaceful for you, but is a reality, which would mean, I guess I just banged the woman across the street. Well, tough, because it's in my DNA, baby.
Genetics.
I completely agree with that.
And as you should.
I completely agree with that.
It's the truth.
Do you know if you asked every, I mean,
two,
outside
three,
of a few.
We have four raised hands.
No, if you went to a guy and you said without, you know, with no repercussions.
Right.
Whether you have, and I'm talking about, like, you know, without getting somebody pregnant, without doing, you know, without having to ruin a marriage, without doing
somebody,
this.
Whatever.
If you went to everything, and you just felt like you would do what comes naturally without. I would say 90%
deal.
Of guys.
Of
and
course.
And the guys that didn't might have their
It'd
own...
It'd be very hard finding women, though. It'd be very hard finding women to go along with that plan.
It's almost impossible.
He found one, though.
He did.
No, but she doesn't go... He said, well, the way he phrases that is...
Don't you see...
It is not without potential for failure. What he's saying is... He's tempted, she's tempted,
hold on,
and it could blow up if they pulled like a Heather Locklear, Richie Sambora type.
Don't you read the tabloids, though?
I think they've both been around little bit.
What I'm saying
is, 25 years.
I know that I've seen as recently as, I guess since this summer, pictures of him, like, shaking his groin against some chick in a bar, and they're saying, there's Kurt Russell out enjoying the good nightlife.
Spreading
his
seed.
But here's one of the things. In that article, the one thing you don't have in that article, do Goldie and Kurt, based on the fact that they are not married, but do they have that kind of relationship where she says, hey, I understand you're hardwired to spread your seed.
I think he does. I think...
She's spoken about it, too.
The way that
what
I
has
read,
she said about it?
The way I read it, I think he's like that show on HBO. He's like that Big Bill love. Paxton show.
Big love.
Yeah, but then they'd all be living in
same
house.
But he's got the best deal.
I think that's sick, too.
He's got the best deal because he doesn't marry these chicks.
I think the polygamist guy is, that's a weird situation, too, because they're all living in the same house.
And listen,
if we're talking about, when he talks about hardwired, the way I really believe it, I mean, if everybody was just going around without, you know, any kind of restrictions at all, it would be like dogs.
Can you imagine how awful it would be? Like if you had five wives? I mean, you know, everybody says, oh, five wives would be great. Are you kidding? You got five women ready to yell at you, tell you what you did wrong that day? Because they're not all subservient like those girls on the HBO show, or apparently like Goldie Hawn. Oh, what were you doing today, honey? Out spreading my seed. Good for you, Captain Ron. good for you, Shaggy DA.
I don't think it's as simple as that. I don't think she does that.
I think they both have practiced that to some degree.
Well, see, I haven't read anything where they've said that.
Goldie has talked about the open marriage.
She's talked about the fact that they don't have a marriage. They're not married.
Well, right.
In her book, though, which I think I alluded to, she says that they don't have an open marriage, but people don't understand what their relationship is all about.
What they do have. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what?
You know what that is? That's a jackpot for Kurt Russell. And, Mike, think of it just from...
But he's also committed to her.
Think of it.
Yeah.
Well, he's committed to her as...
In his way.
He's committed to her until he sees someone he'd like to spread his seed in.
No, but committed in that, you know, no matter where he might be hardwired to visit, he always comes back to that nest.
Okay, home to
so,
mama.
So now you go find a woman who you're going to say, listen, I'm going to go bang other chicks... But really, I'm devoted to you.
Well, she obviously, if you guys are what you're telling me, she does that for him, right?
Right. And what I'm saying is, where is this planet of Goldie Hawn's? Where are these women? She's like one of a kind. What a sweet deal. And Buzz?
Yes?
How does that, is that anything like your marriage?
No, actually, it's not. No, I think I have a pretty traditional marriage, despite what people have heard or surmised. Okay. Sure, there have been occasions.
A traditional marriage based on trust and ladder.
There are relationships out there where there are open, you know, situations.
Yeah.
But I think the pressure on people, both men and women, from society is so overwhelming that that's why you can't find people like that. It's all about society. It's all about the rules.
Right.
It's about the rules we play by. And it's about what's proper. It's the same reason why can't people come into work, you know, topless. It's the same thing.
Yeah, why not?
These are all rules that are created.
Why not, Mike?
Don't you agree?
And they're just words, too, you know. Besides this whole thing, let's get into the discussion of
words laws,
yes. You know. You know, I was really devoting some time today to thinking about, we should start the show, the C word. And why exactly the C word is one of the biggies. I mean, besides the fact that it really pisses off women, which is why it's such a great word, why is it one of the biggies?
Because it really pisses off women.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good enough reason. That's, you know, if it's obscene as deemed by our government or whatever jackasses are running our government, but that's one thing. But and I think if you go to the Supreme Court or whoever comes up with what you can't say on the radio, the FCC, whoever it is these days, Bush himself, who knows, they'd probably say, well, why is the C word in there? They'd say, again, from the male perspective, really, there's nothing obscene about it. It just pisses off every woman in the world, so it's got to be on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So I say to Kurt Russell, as a way of kind of tying this all up, being as you've already solved this other problem with being able to bang any chick you want and Goldie still loves you and takes you back, why don't you work on some of the language issues that we have in this country? Let's work on some of these language
barriers. Tackle that.
Same thing. It's the same kind of
just
thing.
Just word.
Think about that.
It's exactly the same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, really, of the big words, and as we learned from that fabulous thing we had to sit through with CBS about indecency, it's really not about the seven words that George Carlin said.
It's about the way they're used.
And even of those seven words, you know, C-S-er, M-F-er, okay, S, yeah, all right, F, okay, I'll give you that. But C? C? Don't get it.
Going to be a beautiful thing.
Really don't get it. Mm-hmm. Really don't get it.
Just a word. How you interpret it.
Yeah. I mean, no offense to any C's out there who are listening
right now.
Who are...
I'll be proud.
I'm confused.
Why? It's a discussion about boundaries. The discussion is the boundary of marriage, and I've kind of taken it a step farther to say, what about the boundaries put on us?
Yeah, but you kind of shut that discussion off. I disagree with both of you guys on that. I think that what, you know, I really think what he was saying is a little more beyond what he actually said.
You know what that is? That's the romantic in you.
No, not necessarily.
No, the realist in me.
Not necessarily. I think really.
Have you seen the pictures of her? Like when they show the celebrities with cottage cheese asses?
Right, right.
Okay. So, you know,
no, but
she's good looking and everything, but
you know what I'd love? I'd
he's
love
Captain Ron.
I would love to have I'd love to have Captain Ron explain it further. I'd love to have Captain Ron.
And Goldie, I'd like to hear what she has.
I'd like to hear, because I know they have spoken about it. Mm-hmm. I just don't know whether that's the, I don't think that's the last word on their relationship.
Okay. I just think he's got a sweet deal.
Because otherwise, really, with the pressures and all that, it might be different.
What's the pressure? What's his pressure? He's got no financial obligation to her. Mm-hmm. He's got his own career. She's got her own career, which is, by anybody's admission, better than his.
Yes.
So he's got her pile of money to put with his pile of money. And he's got her snowed into this thing that, you know, hey, I'm hardwired, if you'll pardon the pun. Mm-hmm. I just got to spread
my
seed.
So you think he's snowing her? Or
no.
What?
I think he's
You make it sound like he's being dishonest.
Well, he's doing something that most guys, 99.9% of guys, could never do. In one way, he's being as honest with
her. That's not the issue. Would they want to do it?
Would who want it? The guys?
That 99% of guys would want to do if they could.
Yes.
Then he's telling the truth.
Right.
Are hardwired to do that.
But our argument, not that it's an argument, our point counterpoint on this is that you think while he has that knowledge, he's not doing anything about it. And I think he's out there chasing every skirt that he... Or,
not every most, many, probably.
But I don't know. That's what I don't know.
See, the thing is, if you had that free pass, and she writes about it in the book, he's talking about it in a magazine, for God's sakes. You mean it's never come up in 25 years?
There's something in that article he says that we're tied into each other a little bit. He makes that comment.
Yeah, he says, unless you're really into somebody.
That's what he's saying.
But then he follows that up by saying, of course, there's always the possibility. And then you look at the pictures in the tablet. Hold on. You know, you're right. It's a moot point. Who knows? It's those two. It made me think of Buzz.
But what he's saying is the truth.
Yeah.
I agree with him. And I'm saying 99.9% of guys would do that if the whole society thing wasn't the way it is.
Yeah, but they,
if we didn't have these rules.
It's never going to change. Women run everything. Why do you think the C word is a bad word?
Same reason.
That's why. That was kind of my point.
What was your point?
That the women run everything.
There it is.
That's why the C word is up there with the big ones. You can call a guy a bastard, a dick, a moron. You can call him anything.
Right.
Fine. Really. It's that one thing with a woman.
That word.
Boom! The scarlet letter.
Yeah. The B word also can be used, too.
Bitch.
And that can be, you know, depending.
Not quite as hard-edged as
No. No, the B, the B word's in a different ballpark.
Anyway, it's not my intent to argue. It's just my intent to point out here's
a
guy.
I'm not arguing. I'm trying to figure out what your point is.
Who's got kind of a different... My point is, really, I don't think, seriously, all guys are wired like that.
Oh, okay. Now, all right. That's interesting.
I don't think so. I think that we have the power to reason and that we have the power to be monogamous and that it means something.
Well, I don't think guys are like dogs.
Without getting terribly sappy on you, I mean, what's the problem with just saying, I'm just going to bang one woman for however long, even if you've got this? That's why we have porno. If you're in a committed relationship and you feel the need to spread your seed, well, spread it on the carpet. You'd be mad if your chick did that to you. However, he's able to go around the rules on this. It's like, you know, on one hand, okay, good for him, he's honest with her. But
no, he's being honest. What he's being honest is the desire, the physiological aspect of things that everybody keeps a handle.
Try as we might to be civilized, we're wired a certain way.
That's right.
That's what I was saying.
But hold on a second.
Yeah, that's okay, Buzz. That's what I've been saying for 10 minutes.
No. We're not. We're not all... Mike, here's the argument.
Yes, we are.
No.
That's the way people are. That's the way guys are. You go to a sit-down in a bowling alley with five guys,
and a woman comes by with tight pants. Guys will talk about what a nice ass, what a nice rack, but seriously, when push comes to shove, even if given the opportunity, most guys,
You're confusing what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, no, I'm not talking about acting on it. I'm talking about the inner guy that all says, hey, wouldn't I? Hey, how about that? That type. I'm not saying
course,
acting
but,
on it.
But
I'm
he
saying,
acts
I'm
on
saying
it.
Well, that's what I'm not sure about that.
Why else would he have articles where he says we all want to spread our seed?
Because other people
understand.
Because there have been people in committed monogamous relationships for decades that have said that. That have said that that human beings are hardwired that
way. Mike?
Yes.
What's your record in those relationships?
That's crap.
Mike, I'm sorry.
What I'm saying. We all have issues, right? We all have issues, and I don't think that anybody
just like,
can preach from the mountaintop when it comes to anything. You know, what I'm saying is that this whole situation
Don't you feel, though, sometimes, like, take it away from sex?
Yes.
Same thing. If you wanted to, you could kill anybody at any time.
Exact same point.
You don't do it.
Right.
You don't do it. But if you happen to find somebody, a country somewhere where they said, you know what? If somebody cuts you off in traffic and you kill them, it's okay with me. I bet Kurt Russell would live in that country with Goldie Hawn.
I don't know. All I know is that it's all about kind of controlling the animal side of people.
I know what this argument
and
is.
And guys are different than women in that regard.
Here's what the argument
women
is
about.
Women
don't feel the same way. You get a group of women, they're not always going to feel the exact same way about
it's
that.
It's not even an argument. I think what the crux of it is, please help me if I'm wrong on this.
And incidentally, what you said sounded like my marriage is ended because I lived a life like that, and that's not true.
Not you, friend.
That is not the truth.
Not friend?
Yeah, that's not the truth. I don't want to say anything,
okay,
on my end, that's not the truth. You know.
I know that.
Right. So, I mean, that's... You know, the thing about it is, though, that what he's saying, I just don't think... I'd love it if he was sitting here, because I say, do you mean that when you're out doing a movie, and Goldie's in Vancouver, and you're in New York, that, you know, you go out and hunt down every piece of ass you can find? I don't think he'd be talking about that. I don't think he'd be saying that.
He would probably say, well, Mike, it's not all the time, but occasionally I feel the need.
And that's the thing I'd like to hear, whether he does that.
I do have a quote from Goldie Hawn on this subject now.
Okay.
This is from the April issue of Harper's Bazaar. Quoting Goldie, men spread their seed. That's what they do. I've done a lot of thinking about this because I've had a lot of men cheat on me in my life. All women have. So the question is, what are you going to do about it? Is it in our nature to be true to one person? A marriage paper doesn't do anything but sometimes close a door psychologically. I've always said if I'm in a cage and you leave the door open, I'm going to fly in and out, but I'll always come home. End quote.
So he's,
boy, they dance around it, don't they?
They do.
They really don't. They don't. They just say things that they really don't quite pin it down.
I think.
And maybe, you know, maybe they're only true. Their real thoughts on it and the way they really feel might be between them.
Right.
And I think
and they
probably
say these things.
The only thing that between you and I is that you're giving him the benefit of the doubt and you think that,
What I'm saying is he's being honest.
And I don't think he's being 100% honest because I think when you give an article like that, you give an interview like that, you say you've got this marriage and you say, I don't do it, but it might happen.
Right.
Well, why not say? Why not just say, hey, I've done it. She's cool.
See, what they might say is they don't need the piece of paper because, you know, they've got something. I don't know. I'm not really sure what they're. All I know is that they've got a pretty good track record as far as their relationship goes.
Still happy, still together.
Again, where are these women, though? Where are these women?
I saw them in New York once, and they seemed happy.
You saw both of them?
Yeah, at the diner.
Really?
Yeah.
Goldie and Kurt?
Yeah.
Cool.
It was great.
Were they weren't fighting or anything?
Well,
he looking at other women?
It was him.
Did he bang that waitress that used to serve us all the time?
The maitre d' he banged.
Maitre d'.
You remember Alexis?
You know, the one thing now you got me thinking about is the whole killing thing. You know? I mean, because, like, if somebody cuts us off in traffic, would you want to kill the other person?
Sure. You curb your responses constantly.
Because if you're talking about, which he's talking about, you know, animal instincts.
But I don't think we have a genetic drive to kill the way we have a genetic drive to spread seed.
I don't know either. I don't know either.
I bet he's wanted to kill her once or twice.
I mean, man, I tell you, a lady wanted to kill me in traffic today. Really wanted to kill me.
Really? What'd you do?
I was trying to merge.
Spread your seed.
I was trying to spread my seed and merge.
He's
and you know the deal when somebody's not letting you in?
Yeah.
And this is a technique that I use. Right. I use the look straight ahead technique.
Oh, yeah. Like they're not there?
And I don't care. You have to really not care if you get hit.
Right.
Right.
So I just pull in because there's nowhere else for me to go. And I looked in my rearview mirror and she was going. I think if she had had a weapon.
She would have killed
with you. With no punishment, you know, fear of any retribution. situation. She could have killed me. She would have killed me.
If she was living on the planet Russell.
That's right. She would have killed everything. Where we basically would fight for scraps of meat.
You know, it's like, it probably is. World is like Escape from New York or Escape from L.A. Remember that movie?
Why not? Why not?
Okay. Oh, gosh. So how'd you feel about that article, Buzz? You think that helped you at all?
Fascinating, and I think more people should listen to that and think about it. That's what I think.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, I think he proposed some interesting ideas there that provoke thought, and I think people should think about them. And maybe alter their views accordingly.
You're my hero, Buzz. You're my hero.
Genetic facts are facts.
What are you just shaking your head for?
Just thinking about life. Just thinking about how good life is.
Yes.
And you know, I didn't mean that towards you.
I know.
You know, I just like getting into
it. But we get into one heated argument. You pull that trump card out on me. You know, you pull the old marriage thing, you know.
It's not really a shot at you.
Stop. You stop.
You're not helping me here.
You're not helping. At all.
I'm on your side.
We all are.
I swear to God. I swear to God. Yeah. Totally.
I swear to God. Yeah, I'm 0 for 2. You don't have to read me that box score.
Hey, I'm 1-1.
Trust me.
Hey, look, I got a perfect record.
Yeah, that's right. You don't have a perfect
record. I'm not holding myself up as Mr. Perfect.
He's 1-0.
There's the...
He's 1-0.
You know what? I call it 0-1.
I'm a big head back there.
Right.
I really don't think that's a winning combo.
I think about these things probably more than you guys do, because I think about it every day. Really? I think about it every single day.
Well, you think about spreading your seed every day?
No, I think about relationships every day. And I think about marriage and whether, you know, I'm in a great thing right now.
Do you know, seriously now, you know, I write down those stuff I want to talk about every day.
Yes.
We got to hit a break here. Rob, will you just please read?
Can you find it? I mean, you know you get into my wheelhouse when we talk about stuff like this. Yes. I really get into it.
Will you please read? I swear to God, again, you know, like when I said, yeah, I swear to God, I wasn't. But I mean, when I said I swear to God, I mean it.
Right.
I had a dream about you last night.
About me?
Yes. Ooh. So much so that I wrote it down on my index card. Of a conversation started. Go, just read it.
It says, Mike, : I rarely dream. Was that word?
Dreamt.
Dreamt you and Carla had 2 kids, 2 more girls.
Really?
Had that dream last night.
Really?
Swear to God, had it last night.
Wow. I'm just feeling so good about Carla today.
Yeah.
Well, I am. Sure. I'm having one of those days where
you
I'm feeling
go good. Home and plant your seed tonight.
I'm
telling you. I had a very vivid dream that you and Carla, I don't know where I saw you somewhere.
Right.
But you had the baby stroller with two of them in front.
Oh, the double wide.
Did I have all my teeth in?
It was you like you are now.
Oh, like I am now.
And it was her like she is now.
She did one thing for me today that I'm going to say publicly. It was very, very cool. Calls me up and she said, hey, I was doing something. She had figured out remember when I was 282 and I came on the air and I was talking about losing weight? Mm-hmm. She had averaged by, I don't know what formula she was using, how much weight I have lost since then. It averages out to something like 1.5 pounds a week.
Right.
And she'd done formulas for the whole, like, summer and where if I stayed on track, where I would be. And it was just so thoughtful and so motivating that I just thought it was a very nice thing.
That is
that's
nice. Cool.
So you're saying tonight go home and plant my seed.
I mean, you've talked about
father
it
and child.
You've talked about it. You've said that, you know, that the door is not closed. And
I have said, really, there is a much better chance that I would be a father without being married.
But don't get the double-wide stroller.
No, I don't think so.
Well, Buzz doesn't like strollers, but I swear it was a Dr. Freud. You can tell me what this means. You were dressed.
It's weird that you dreamt last night.
You were dressed like you had like a golf shirt on. Mm-hmm. And like you're always dressed.
And that's all.
And I had a dream that was so off the wall,
and
it was out of my mind.
She was wearing like an Easter bonnet.
Right.
And was pushing this thing with the...
You really had that dream? Wow.
A side-by-side double stroller?
I'm making this up.
No, I know you're not making it up.
No, side-by-side.
Uh-huh. Okay, not one in front of the other.
See, step back. You know. Just step the frig back. Just get us moved to Rockville. That's your job.
That is it. That is the prime directive.
That's your job right now. Not writing jokes. Just get us to Rockville.
Done.
Now.
I have dreams, but I don't remember them. And you remember. You used to remember when you would dream, you used to remember them, right?
Pretty vividly. And I've not dreamt since Frida died, but now I've started to dream again because I think I'm in a better place. And this dream was It was you like you are, mm-hmm. her like she is. She had like an Easter bonnet on, and she was pushing the thing with the two kids. And I remember just going, hey, there they are. And you said, hey, Charlie, which is what you called
right,
me, really.
Right,
said,
exactly.
Hey, Charlie, what's happening? Here are the girls. And that's all I remember. And then I woke up, and it was 4:15, and I had to pee.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But I remembered it so vividly that I wrote it down.
I should have done that.
I keep a notepad by my bed if I get a really good one, you know, that I think is going to mean something later.
Right.
Write it down. Yeah. Mike, I rarely dreamt you and Carla had two kids. More girls.
And mine was off the wall. My dream should have been your dream, and yours should have been mine.
Hmm. What was your dream?
I dreamed about that old owner of the... Is it the Pittsburgh Steelers? Is it Art Rooney?
Art Rooney?
The guy with the cigar.
The old dead guy?
Yes.
Wow.
And I was up at his mansion.
Came to you in a dream.
I swear to God, we were talking about
this. Were you planting your seed with him?
I don't know. I don't know why I was there. But he was like going, you're a good guy, with his big cigar and stuff like that. And it's just like, and I want you to meet some player that had come into the league.
Mike, this is Franco Harris.
I don't know what it was.
And standing next to him is Kurt Russell. This is Andy Rooney. This is the late Andy Rooney.
Was Art Rooney?
I'm sorry. Andy Rooney from 60 Minutes. I'm right. Sorry.
Was he like a trailblazer in the NFL for like allowing certain players to come in or something like that?
All I know about him is that team sucked ass forever, and he never moved it out of Pittsburgh until they finally started winning back with like a steel curtain.
I have no idea.
Defense.
I have no idea why that entered my brain. I don't know where it is. I don't know where it was floating around.
Don't know. I just know tonight you should probably, you know, go home or stop on the way home, get yourself a Roethlisberger jersey, you know, so you tie everything together.
Yeah.
Go home and plant your seed tonight.
Right? Two more girls, huh?
Go plant your seed. Tell her, listen, here's how I see it. A pound and a half a week, I lose. Pound and a half a week, you gain.
We'll discuss it. We'll get right on that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just a thought, not a sermon.
Not a sermon at all.
Not a sermon. Oh, boy. This might be a record. No, we've gone later than this before.
Sure. I got ramped up. I apologize.
That's okay.
The topic excited me.
Me, too. I like talking about it.
It got me really going.
Yeah. Kurt Russell. Who doesn't want to be Kurt Russell now?
Right.
Oh, boy. Can you imagine that? Plus, you know, he's not a bad-looking guy.
How long have they been together?
25 years.
25 years.
Yes.
Why do you laugh at that?
Because you've asked that before.
I just think they're a model.
Yeah, they are. Absolutely. They've been happy
all
that
time. I seriously...
They're a model because he gets to go out and bang models.
I don't think they go through the same crap other people
That's
go through.
That's probably true.
That's because she believes his stuff about you got to go plant your seed.
Plus, they're both rich and famous, and that helps.
Yeah, that does help.
Yeah, although, again, how
sweet... And talented.
How sweet for... How sweet for him. How sweet for him, though.
I don't think he's alone. I think
her money, he's a movie star in his own right, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably got some money, but he doesn't have Goldie Hawn money.
No.
He just got to go home and look at that cottage cheesy butt and say, oh, I love you, Goldie.
Not hey, that butt looks pretty good for what? What is she?
60. 60? No, I agree.
60.
I agree. Mm-hmm. But you know he's leaving.
He's 55.
He's leaving. And he's saying, well, let me go see what's happening. Let me see what's happening down at Venice Beach.
Honey, I'm sorry about that. I'll be shooting Poseidon.
Oh, that.
Is that what you call it now?
No, he's in Poseidon with Richard Dreyfuss.
I know.
And you know what?
I'm going to see that based on the guys that are in it.
No. I almost did not recognize Richard Dreyfuss with the amount of weight he has lost. Mr. Holland's anus.
Look what ass writes for me now.
What?
This is what he wants me to say.
What?
How long have they been together?
All right. We'll come back. We'll start the show.
Very good.
Okay, after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.